Hope you're having a great week. My guests this week are TJ and Casey Overstreet. They are great community leaders here in Putnam County, involved with Highland Rim Academy, the River Church, all kinds of things. And we're going to talk about those today and tell you a story about them. And I love when we have guests on that are couples to be able to tell, you know, where you met and all those kind of things. So we'll catch that in probably the second or third segment. But welcome, guys, and thanks for doing the show this week.
Thank you for having us. It is an absolute honor.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, I knew when I went out to the open house you had at Highland Rim and just had to have y'all on and talk about that. What a great school. And for folks that might not know, Highland Rim Academy, private Christian school here in Putnam County, just opened a new facility.
Yes.
That's on England Drive.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
And unbelievable what y'all have done with the renovation of that building. But let's go back to the start. Mm. And so how did Highland Rim start? It was first at Washington Avenue Baptist, or where did it start?
It wasn't. So our school was founded in 2007, and it really just grew out of a vision that a group of individuals had, that they wanted to create a classical Christian school in the Upper Cumberland area. And so the first year they were at Stephen Street Baptist Church, and then they quickly outgrew that, and they actually were at the River for a few years.
Didn't know that. I missed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they grew so quickly again that they moved into Washington Avenue. And I want to say it was 2012 when the school moved
roughly
there, maybe
correct.
2011 would have been just before our oldest son started at HRA. And Washington Avenue, Pastor Gaw, that whole
great
church
people,
family,
phenomenal,
just were so kind, so gracious, as we just grew year over year over year and kept saying, we need just a little bit more space, and can we turn this room into a classroom?
They were so gracious to us during that process.
They really were, and to the point that we were literally busting at the seams.
Yeah.
And to the point that we had to actually wait list in some classes.
Oh, wow.
Because we just physically couldn't fit another body into a classroom. And so that's where we have been. And then we moved into our own campus last spring, just completely a God story and his
absolutely
provision. For
which is a complete fulfillment of a process that we had been walking through for several years.
Yeah.
As we were continuing to see growth at Highland Rim, we constantly were looking, hey, how do we facilitate this growth? Like, how do we find space for our kids and our families and our teachers and our staff? And this is, again, just been a long-term fulfillment of a prayer. We constantly said we needed to be in I-40-111 corridor because we're blessed to be able to serve families from every county that touches us. And so we wanted to be accessible. So as the board, I have an opportunity to serve on the board, and it's been such a pleasure to do so. We've been just constantly seeking and thinking and praying, and a lot of doors closed, some doors open that we thought were going to be great, then they closed, and then this has just been perfect.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, we could talk literally hours about that process.
We really
it's
could.
Been great.
I've learned that in my career that when God closes a door, you're disappointed. You think, oh, God, what's going to happen here?
Mm-hmm.
But then when he opens this next one up over here, you think, I am so glad you shut this other door.
Right.
That's the truth. That's it.
Yeah.
That's exactly
100%.
What happened in our situation.
It's been great. And we're getting ready to step into our first full year at the school. And we are, oh man, we're excited. I think our faculty and our staff is very, very excited about this first full year to kind of be in our own place. We were able to finish up last year in the facility. It was good. It was great.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of becoming home. It's starting to take shape a little bit. It's becoming us. You know, we're getting some pictures on the walls and some paint on the walls, and people are making it home. And I'm really looking forward to some of the celebrations and successes that we see that come out of this year.
We're talking with TJ and Casey Overstreet, talking about Highland Rim Academy and the new building that you have. That was an amazing transformation. So
it's a labor of love, I can tell you that.
I have history at that building because workforce development.
Yeah. Of course. which was, right?
I'm the CLIO of, is was located there for a long time, and we knew the issues that that building had. Mm-hmm. And when I walked in it that day, the first time at the open house, I did not think I was walking in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
You did an unbelievably amazing job in that transformation, but it had to be difficult, right?
It was. I'll give full shout out to Kim Chamberlain and Upland Design out of Crossville, and Tom Sergio and Sergio and Son, that team. They've done a phenomenal job coming and making what we had envisioned a reality.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that team took everything back to the bones. There's not much at all still there that was there before, except for some of the structure and the exterior. Yeah. They completely transformed that place and made it exactly what we needed it. And you walk into that place and you can see this is a school.
It is.
It's a fantastic facility.
We got a lot of schools in Putnam County, okay? Your gym is the, I mean, that's the showpiece.
We're proud of it, for
school.
Sure.
I mean, I'm up here overlook, looking down the gym, and I'm thinking, how did you build this? I mean, this was space that I didn't think could probably be anything happened to, and you made a gym out of it.
Oh, I could show you pictures.
It is.
Yeah, thank you.
Seeing some of the befores and afters is crazy, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, our oldest son will be a senior this year at HRA, and when I became the director of advancement almost 9 years ago now, that was just my vision. You know, we all have a driving force. We have a grander vision of the calling that we're working towards, but we have this personal connection to it, and so that was really just my personal connection. You know, he loves basketball, his younger brother, both his younger brothers love basketball too. Our daughter loves volleyball, and I just wanted to see all of our students be able to play on their own home court.
Yeah.
Now, Cane Creek Leisure Services, again, wonderful community partners. They have been so good to us over the years to allow us to have our games there at that facility, but there's just something about having your own home
facility.
Court. And it is a multi-purpose space, which allows us to be really good stewards of what the Lord has given us in that building. So we can have our chapel there. We can have special events and dinners and things like that in that space as well. And so we're looking forward to being able to use it a lot this year.
You're in one location now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not having to look at other places to go have their stuff in one place. So as far as grades go at Highland Rim, is it 1 through 12?
Well, I mean, K-12.
K-12.
We've been graduating seniors since 2015.
Wow.
So 10 years of graduating seniors. And as I said, our son started as a kindergartner, and he's going to be a senior this year. So we call those Alpha Omega graduates, those that begin and end their education with us at HRA.
Do you see most of the kids start with you and end with you, or do they go somewhere else for a few years and come in, or how's that normally work?
You know, we have a little bit of a blending of all. As we know, Putnam County and Cookeville has continued to grow and it's attracted a lot of folks to our community. And so we do have some that come in at various grade levels, like our son and our kiddos. Others that start in kindergarten and work through. It's our goal, ultimately, to graduate young men and women transformed by the gospel. That's the beginning of our vision statement. And so we're very specific on how we partner with families and what we want to do. But we want to start at kindergarten, take them through that senior year, and send them out to be servant leaders and to make an impact on our culture.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? Serving our community
100%
after it's over. Hey, we got to take a break. You're listening to Today in Putnam County. I'm your host, County Mayor Randy Porter. My guests this week are TJ and Casey Overstreet. We're going to talk more about Highland Rim and let you hear some other stories about their lives together. Stay with us. Hope you're having a great week. Our show this week, two of my favorite people in Putnam County, TJ and Casey Overstreet. They do so much to serve our community with all the many things that they're involved in, and I wanted to be able to tell their story. Also, to be able to tell the Highland Rim Academy story that Casey's very heavily involved in. TJ, you're on the board, just renovated a building out on England Drive, and got your own place now. It's a beautiful facility, and we were talking about, I mean, you're K through 12. I mean, all those grades. How many kids are you got now that's involved with the Highland Rim?
Well, we're still enrolling every day
right
now. Jenny Crockett is our director of admissions, and she has just worked so hard, so diligently this summer. You know, Highland Rim is really a reflection of how our greater Cookeville community is growing. So we're having lots of people come in from other areas. We're having a lot of people that, even though we've been around since 2007, now that we have the building there with a little more visibility, are learning about who we are. And so are interested in enrollment. So I project us somewhere around the 230 mark for our K-12 enrollment this year. You know, Lord willing, who knows?
Yes. If people that are listening or watching are interested and talk to you, how do they go about that? Is it website, telephone? Mm-hmm. How's the best way?
They can go about it a variety of ways. Our website is HighlandRimAcademy.org. They can call the school office. They can email info@HighlandRimAcademy.org. We're across social media, so very accessible. Right. Shouldn't be too hard.
That is great. It's Christian-based school, okay? So people that are looking for that, and we have a great school system in Putnam County.
Agreed.
But we're growing so much. Mm-hmm. Hard to keep up with all that's going on. So you offer something that there may be families looking for.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're not knocking kids over the head.
No.
You're going to do this, you're going to do that. You're giving them that Christian faith as part of the learning process, right?
Yes, sir. And that's intentional, right? Casey and I both went to the public schools here in Cookeville and Putnam County, and, man, we love our time there. And I'll be honest, I was the lagging spouse that had to be dragged along as Casey found out about Highland Rim. I was like, no, that's not. But it's been a wonderful partnership for our family. And we understand that Highland Rim may not be for everybody, and that's okay. But what we would love nothing more is to allow us to show you who we are.
Yeah.
We want to be in this community, and we're going to be in this community for a long, long time to come, serving this community and serving families with a little bit different approach, with the ability to have the gospel and scripture as our foundation. Yeah. And for Casey and I, that's extremely important.
Yeah.
And we know that we've got some great educators that love the Lord, but there's just a little bit of a difference that we're able to instill through every class that we teach at every grade from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade.
You got more freedom, right? I mean, it's private school.
Oh, right. Everything's taught through a biblical worldview. Yes, yeah. We definitely are a discipleship partnership model school.
Correct.
We are partnering with parents in their child's education. And so we have that gospel-centered biblical worldview throughout all of our classes, but then we also employ the classical model when we're educating our students. And so that classical side gears learning towards a child's developmental stages. I'm going to hold back and I'm not going to nerd out a whole lot and tell you all about the classical model, because everybody can reach out to me and I'm happy to talk to you about it. Because we've seen just the rich, sweet fruit that has grown in our children's lives. I say all the time, I'm chasing our children's education. I see what they're reading. I hear the questions that they're asking. And I know that that is a byproduct of who we are at HRA. You know, we say that we're distinctly Christian and we're distinctly classical. And so it's the combination of those two things that we think is what makes Highland Rim so special.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that you're there. I'm glad that you're doing it. And congratulations on the new facility.
Thank
it's
you.
Amazing. So let's get into the personal story of DJ and
love
Casey.
It.
I mean, I did not know, and Casey sent me some stuff, and we were talking. Y'all known each other most of your lives.
We really have. And it's funny because we've known of each other. We haven't known each other. It's funny. We're sitting here in the Willow Window studio on Newman Drive, and I will have to say this is probably the building that Casey and I first met in, because
this
used to be the YMCA.
It did.
Yeah, do you remember that?
And, yeah.
And so we met each other at day camp that the YMCA used to put on through the summer at Echo Valley Pool.
Yeah.
When it was still up and going and operational. And so we have a long, rich history together. We don't necessarily remember each other a ton in those early days, but we got reacquainted in the junior high, early high school years. Somehow I convinced her to kind of go steady, go out with me, you know, back in the day. I don't know what it's called now.
You're dating yourself.
Yeah, I am. That's okay. I'm fine with that because I cherish those times. And the Lord just saw it fit that we were able to stay together and be together all those years. So high school sweethearts, we got married while we were attending Tennessee Tech, stayed here after graduation for a little while, moved away to Murfreesboro for a few years. But there's just something about Cookeville.
We wanted to get back home.
We needed to get back home. And we've been back home for several years now. And I think we appreciate and love this community more now than we did before. We never had a loss of love for it, but there's just a new, greater appreciation for what we have today.
Well, moving away and not being here and seeing what some other places like. I've always said I moved here to go to Tennessee Tech from Macon County, and never left.
Yeah.
I mean, just fell in love with it, but traveled a lot, been a lot of places, and never found any place like Cookeville.
It's unique.
And I don't know what
special.
It is, but it's almost addictive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it often said it's a best-kept secret, and there's a piece of me that wants to keep it a secret. You know? Like
We're a little selfish like that.
We are like, dadgummit, where are all these people come from?
Close the gates.
Yeah. We don't need any more traffic on our streets. No.
But then we've met some amazing people that are great friends. Yeah. So
both y'all, Tennessee Tech grads.
Yes, sir.
And then you started your family. Casey, tell us about your family, though. Absolutely amazing, some of the stuff that y'all have done and the parts of your family that are so special. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, we're pretty blessed. We have four incredible kiddos. Will is 17, Ollie is 15, Ike is 13, and Katie is 10. So we're getting into those, you know, middle school and
new unique season.
Yeah, above years. But, you know, they keep us busy. Like I said, the boys are playing basketball. Katie's getting into volleyball. Ollie participates with actually the White County Special Olympics program, which I'm just going to say, I really hope somebody starts that here in Putnam County.
Yeah.
I've put a few feelers out there because our Ollie, of our kids, man, he's the one with the most competitive spirit right there. And so he's our special guy. He has Down syndrome and he came to our family through international adoption.
I was going to say, talk about that. You adopted him from Ukraine?
We did. So TJ's older brother has Down syndrome and we had been married several years and had not yet been blessed with kids. And so we thought that we would start the adoption process and then long story short, found out we were pregnant with Will.
Right.
And so.
Isn't it amazing?
It's amazing. And so when Will was about one, we decided we wanted to grow our family and decided that we wanted to do that through adoption.
Right.
And in our mind, we were thinking, domestic, newborn, you know, simple, you know, not really pushing the boundaries kind of a thing. And then it's a really long story, so I'm going to sum it up. The Lord basically said, how about adopting a child with Down syndrome? You know, and as we're going through the application process, we're talking about all these different you know, conditions health-wise that we'd be open to. And because TJ's older brother has Down syndrome, he said, well, why not?
Yeah.
Be no different than how my life has always been. And I got real wide-eyed and was like, oh, okay.
Have I got myself in?
Yeah, but the Lord just pushed me there, actually. And then that transitioned to an international adoption.
Wow.
Saw Ollie's sweet little face on a website for an organization that facilitates the adoption of children with special needs internationally. So it just so happened he was in Ukraine. That turned into us taking two trips there and living there for about six-ish week time, you know. So for a couple of kids that grew up in Cookeville, you want to talk about
out in an experience.
I barely speak English. Can you imagine me being in Ukraine?
Yeah. And so we completed his adoption in April of 2011. TJ was still working for Rogers Group at the time. He wasn't yet in ministry. And again, the Lord is so good. It just so happened that Rogers Group was going to move us back home to Cookeville the next month. And that was great because we found out when we were in Ukraine that we were expecting Ike, who's our 13-year-old.
Wow.
So Will, Ollie, Ike, we had three boys, four and under. We needed to get home to grandparents.
Oh, man. You needed help, didn't you?
That was an added benefit coming back to Cookeville.
Yeah, and so we moved back home in the summer of 2011, and then Katie's a whole other story. Yeah. She joined us in 2014, so that was
y'all
a surprise.
Y'all got a blessed family.
No doubt.
We got to take a break. We're going to continue this conversation talking with TJ and Casey Overstreet. We'll be right back. My guests this week are TJ and Casey Overstreet, and we've been talking about their involvement in Highland Rim Academy and their history of high school sweethearts and marrying in college and four kids and unbelievable. And y'all have a great family and you've been great to community leaders here. TJ, we didn't talk much about you though.
That's fine.
I want to hit on that. You came out of college and I don't know what all you did, but you wound up going to work for Rogers Group, one of our large companies here. And then that wasn't what God had in mind though, right?
It's not. And even when we got transferred back here, I was here working for a local land surveying firm when I got connected with the Rogers Group, and they moved us into the Rutherford County area. Loved our time with them, and they brought us back here. It was in those years, Casey often refers to them as the blurry years, of those three older ones coming really quickly, and it just being crazy that we just felt that the Lord was stirring us to do something different. It's hard to explain. You just can't really explain a calling. Those of us that are of faith, we probably know what that means and know what that feels like, but I can't explain what it was. But we both knew that it was time to step away. And I had no idea what that really looked like. I did not. And so we just took a step of faith and worked the process and took care of doing some things and trying to figure out and prayed and just seeking the Lord's face. When we came back to Cookeville, we were attending the River Community Church, and I had gotten connected with Pastor Steve a little bit, and we had done some praying together, and he actually challenged me to just say, hey, is ministry something that might be in your mindset? And I was reminded of an earlier calling that I do feel like that I had on my life in the high school years of ministry. I didn't know what that looks like. I honestly thought it would be in worship music ministry, because I have a passion for that as well. But God had a different plan. And so we started working that process, and what happened is, again, not what I thought. When we first stepped into ministry, it wasn't at the River Community Church. It was at First Baptist Church in Cookeville here. And it's where I grew up. It was my home church. It's where Casey and I kind of re-met. It's where we got married. And when that opportunity came up, it was sweet and it was special. And being able to serve alongside of them was incredible. They loved and supported us so well, stepping out of something that we had known, which was the corporate life, if you will, you know, seeking after the American dream, you know, if you look at that on paper, and then stepping into full-time ministry. And they supported us so, so well. But then an opportunity came up at the River, and they reached out and asked if I'd be willing to come on board there. And so we prayed through that and made that transition. Been almost 7 years ago now that we've been back at the River, and that has been a whirlwind in itself. So,
you know, they say everybody has a burden to bear.
I know where you're going with this, and I affirm it.
Yours is Steve Taboo.
I affirm it. We love Steve.
Steve, I'm kidding, okay?
Not really.
But, I mean, the River is just growing leaps and bounds, and I mean, you're serving our community. Yeah. It's got to be an unbelievable feeling to watch a church community grow like that.
It is. And you mentioned it. I'll if this is not going to be aired, I'll Pastor Steve a little bit of a pat on the back.
We can cut it out.
Okay, good. Well, honestly, it starts, everything rises and falls on leadership.
Yes.
Right? And Steve has been he had a great vision for what he felt like the church needed to be, how it needed to be a community partner. And we try to exemplify loving God, loving people, and impacting the world in everything we do. That's fulfilling the Great Commission.
Absolutely.
And the Great Commandment.
Yeah.
And so we try to filter everything that we do through that lens. And we don't do it perfect, but we try to seek the Lord in all that we do, and part of that's being involved in the community. So you'll find us at Fall Fun Fest. You'll find us at the Cooking on the Squares. You're going to find us at these events because we love our community and we want to share the good news.
And that's part of it. And we got to touch on the drone show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what an amazing thing. I mean, the River put on a drone show back, I don't know what the date of that was.
It was Good Friday.
Good Friday, okay. All those drones lifting off, I mean, and the show that it put on, and I thought, what a way to reach people.
Yep.
You were able to reach people that you may not ever have an opportunity to reach, that were sitting all up and down Jefferson and Interstate Drive, and I mean, it was just crazy.
It turned out to be more than we ever thought. And it started with, I tell our team, and as we're walking through things, I tell them, and I got this from someone else, but you have to have an idea before you have a good idea.
Yeah.
And there's often been a lot of ideas, and Steve had an idea of having a fireworks show up from the cross there on I-40 on Easter weekend, and we're like, I just, fireworks show and Easter, does that really go together? And again, it's all from a heart to celebrate what Christ has done and to bring glory to his name.
Yeah.
And so that idea came up, and as we were talking to an organization to help us with that, actually it's the same group group that's done the 4th of July for Cookeville here for a long time. We were talking with them, having some conversation. They just pitched the idea of said, have you ever thought about a drone show? This could be really cool. We've seen churches that will share a gospel narrated presentation in the sky. And we were like, okay, this is another idea. Is it a good idea?
Yeah.
And we began to look at it and pray about it. And Pastor Steve actually talked to some other churches in the community, and everybody said, you know what? Maybe this is something that we can partner together with. So we were able to facilitate and host it, but that event was put on by a collective of churches in our community, which is, we go back to what we said earlier. There's just something special about Cookeville and the churches being able
to work together.
It's incredible. Wonderful. So we were able to do that on Good Friday. Yeah. The response was great. I mean, I don't think any of us knew what to expect, but it far surpassed the expectation we had.
Unbelievable.
And the last, I think we've looked, and it's been several weeks, there was well over 600,000 views of that drone show.
Isn't that amazing?
So the gospel got out not only right here in the surrounding area, but it's reached all over the country and around the world, which is really cool.
Well, you did an amazing job, and I was like, you didn't know what to expect, but to watch all those drones take off together.
It's incredible. It is incredible.
And I'm thinking, how can you make all of those stay where they need to be?
I know. And if you remember, it was windy that night.
So we were like,
how does that happen? But yeah, the team came together, and the churches collectively, the internal team there at the river, did a fantastic job putting their piece together. It was fun to be able to provide that for the community.
Yeah, well, you did a great job. And I heard nothing but compliments on what a great job you did, and it was hard to find a place to park.
Right, that's what we heard.
To be able to see it, and there were so many people that turned out, not just here, you had people stopping and getting off the interstate.
That's what we heard. Right. We heard about that.
I was worried. I asked Steve,
I said,
are you going to cause wrecks on the interstate?
We hope not.
No, you didn't, and it was great.
It was good.
It's been a fun show. I appreciate y'all coming on and telling
you
your story. And for what you do in our community, I mean, Habitat, you're involved in church, the school, all the many things y'all do. I mean, I do not know how you do it, but God bless y'all for what you do.
Well, we love our community, so
thank you for that. It shows.
And it is. It's a privilege and it's an honor to be able to serve.
Yeah.
I think we're called to that, and we love serving in a community that's got great leaders like yourself.
Well, thank you.
So don't discount that a bit.
Well, it goes from the top all the way down, doesn't it, where we all get along.
It's all about working
for our community.
Yes, sir.
Thanks again. I appreciate y'all.
Thanks for having us.
That's our show. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great rest of your week, and may God continue to bless Putnam County.